Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Best of Little Things Matter. Today, I celebrate my one-year anniversary as founder of Little Things Matter. I started this blog on 1/11, launched my book on 11/11, and today, I celebrate my one-year anniversary on 1/11/11. Lucky ones. With your help and support, this blog already has over 10,500 subscribers. The podcasts are now ranked number 26 in America's top podcast and number 1 in the personal development space. And the Little Things Matter Facebook page has over 23,500 followers. What better way to celebrate a great year than to review the most popular posts of the past year? Using Google Analytics, we selected the top 2 viewed posts from each month. These are the posts that were viewed the most. For those of you listening to this podcast, if you want to access each of these lessons and the podcasts associated with the lessons, what you need to do is to go to this post at littlethingsmatter.com. So for January, first, it's a new day. This was my very first blog post. It highlights the fact that we can create an amazing life if we put the past behind us and focus our energy on our future. If you often dwell on your past mistakes, you will benefit by listening to this podcast. Second in January was, our lives are a mere image of the little decisions we make. This is one of life's most important lessons, and the title says it all. Let's take a look at February. First, become a respected leader. Leadership is a privilege. It is not something you take, it is not something you get, and it's not a title. It is something you earn by becoming a person who is respected. Also in February is my favorite post titled, Who Do I Have to Become to Get What I Want? Most people focus their attention on what they need to do to achieve their goals and never consider who they need to become. Of the 203 posts and podcasts on this blog, I think this one is the most important. Let's go to March. 6 ways to avoid misunderstandings. Imagine how much happier your life would be if you didn't have misunderstandings with people. If you follow these 6 tips, you will significantly reduce the number of times you're involved in a breakdown in communication. Next, 10 ways to make a positive impression through your voicemail messages. The voicemail messages you leave for people make an impression and are part of your personal brand. By following a few simple tips, you can improve how you're viewed by your friends and associates.